Hey, we got Greg on the line from Bait Plus in Gwynn. Want to catch up with you, see how the weekend went with you, friend.
It was a decent weekend. Beautiful weather again.
You guys sell a lot of bait again?
Yeah. Selling a lot of bait. There's a lot of guys getting on East Bass. A couple of guys had their own little personal tournament for pike, and they were catching quite a few.
No kidding. Well, that's good to hear.
20-inch range.
Yeah, well, I mean, if you're going to have a tournament, at least you got fish to catch, right?
Yeah.
Well, let's kind of go through the gamut then. You know, there's so many lakes around the Gwynn area that, you know, it's hard to hit all of them and hear about all of them, of course. You know, the one thing I don't like to do is to talk about the small little lakes. So I did get, speaking of Little Lake, I did get some good reports from there. That's a pretty big lake.
Yeah, that's what I just heard that too. Good to hear that that's starting to hit again. I haven't heard much about Little Lake this winter, really. There wasn't a whole lot going out there, but they're catching a walleye out there. That's great to hear.
Yeah, and I imagine, are you selling lots of medium sucker minnows there, or what are you carrying?
Yeah, I got medium sucker minnows. They range from 6 to 8 inches. I got the medium shiners. They're 4 to 6 inches on the shiners, and then the medium fatheads, which are a little bit smaller. A couple inches, good for even perch, you know.
Okay.
A little bit big, but the spikes have been good for perch.
Well, that's good. That was actually my next question is, you know, going from walleye to perch, are you hearing about perch being caught on different lakes?
Johnson's usually a pretty good lake for perch.
Okay.
Not, you know, more for numbers, not a whole lot of size, but, you know, you get enough for a meal. That's
pretty clean lake, good eating fish out of Johnson Lake, too. In fact, didn't somebody tell me they catch trout in there, too, right?
Yeah, there's lake trout in there.
No kidding.
It's lake. As a kid, we'd go down there and we'd catch lakers with wigglers.
With wigglers, really?
Yeah.
I didn't realize it was that deep.
Oh, it's very deep lake. I haven't had my depth finder out there, but I know some spots, I believe it's up to 80 to 100 feet deep there.
Wow, that deep. I thought it was only like 40, 50.
Yeah, I think it's pretty deep in a few spots. You know, even heard stories that there's an old wagon and a couple of horses in the bottom somewhere.
Well, I'm thinking the horses are probably long gone, but the wagon, though, huh?
Yeah.
All right. Well, if you have any other information about Johnson Lake, we'd love to hear about it. I did get a couple of perch fishing reports there myself here at the show, but anything else happening out there?
That's just pretty much what I've been hearing is the perch with the spikes. If I hear of anything else, I'll definitely get a hold of you and let you know.
Okay. All right.
Start catching a trout out there.
Well, we got plenty more lakes to talk about around the Gwynn area when we return to this conversation with Greg in our next outdoor report later this hour, right here on The Outdoor Show.